You're on 2SER with Mick Radd. Now, returning to Sydney after a sold-out season at Vivid 2016, we've got visiting hours. For all those hypochondriacs out there who thought a visit to the dentist is frightening, the Bakehouse Theatre Company returns with an immersive theatre experience. It stages across the five-story King's Cross Hotel, and it turns it into a medical facility. This will be to see the audience plunge into a mind-bending experience of participating in the macabre world of the doctor's unconventional therapies. On the line, we have co-director John Harrison. Good afternoon, John.
Yes, good day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Thanks for joining us on 2SER.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on.
This was obviously a big deal back in 2016 in Vivid, sold-out season there, and you've brought it back to King's Cross Hotel. Tell us about the idea and how you convert King's Cross Hotel into a medical practice.
Yeah, well, it's one of the most iconic buildings in the Cross, and it's as you said, five stories high, and each floor has its own kind of interesting design motif, and we've kind of embraced that in the design of the piece, and also we've got a terrific team of designers on board who are transforming the spaces to make sure that it's consistent across all the levels of the hotel, and they're doing an amazing job. We've got some incredible visuals for people as they go through, and there's a surprise around every corner, and I think that's part of the success of the whole show back in 2016 was just that so much of it was just unexpected, and every room you went into contained something that you weren't anticipating at all.
I mean, it sounds freaking scary to me. Like walking around a real building which has been done up is it 1930s? Is that where it's based?
Look, some of the elements are a bit closer to early 20th century. Some of them are a little bit more 1950s, 1960s. There's some backstory from the doctor from the 1890s. throughout the night, the audience comes to realize that the doctor appears to have lived a lot longer than an ordinary human being and has been around throughout history at various crucial points that seem to suggest that either he's mastered time travel or he's immortal. And it's up to the audience to decide which of those they think is the case.
It's a very unique experience, it sounds like, these immersive theatre productions. I know there's been a few around the world nowadays, but where did the idea for this particular one come from?
Yeah, I suppose this one we were approached by Vivid back in 2016 to create something at the King's Cross Hotel that was immersive, and obviously, you know, in the area of King's Cross, there's the usual sorts of things that you could turn to, like the history of drug lords and crime syndicates and nightclubs and hookers and all that sort of thing. But there's a fascinating history of the Cross. Some really amazing people have lived in the area, and so we kind of wanted to go somewhere in a slightly different direction. And we found this amazing character who was this larger than life doctor who carried a gun with him everywhere he went, accidentally shot a police officer when he was getting his gun license, big figure in the Cross, larger than life. And I'm not saying that our doctor bears any resemblance to this character, but it just was kind of the seed that sparked the idea that maybe in part of a twisted history of the Cross, there was a figure who ran a kind of off-the-grid medical sanatorium and engaged in really unusual practices. And the underlying theme for the audience is that living in the modern world causes a sickness, and that manifests itself in different ways, like anxiety, pain, depression, fatigue, the feeling that you haven't really fulfilled all your potential. And the audience have come to the sanatorium to take a treatment and undergo the therapy of the doctor. It starts out really fun and trippy and quite surreal. And as the night progresses, it becomes darker and more disturbing. disturbing. But I think it ends on a really kind of interesting note. And I don't want to give too much away because it's a real surprise. But it's not really a haunted house, or it's not a sort of a hugely scary experience. Sometimes it's disturbing, and there's that sense of, am I hallucinating, or is this what's meant to be happening? I think it's mostly a really enjoyable, totally unique experience. And the other great thing about the script that I've written with my co-writers Constantine and Michael Costi, both fantastic writers and real geniuses in terms of coming up with radical ideas. So the story kind of involves these little breakout moments. So audience members get, a couple of audience members might get taken off into another room. Mm. The audience gets split up into groups, and you're kind of there. You know that something's happening over in the other corner of the room, and you're wondering what that is, but you're engaged in something that you don't quite understand with where you are. There's people who have a totally different experience on a completely other level of the hotel. Wow. So there's lots of conversation afterwards about, what did you do when you went in there, and what happened when you went downstairs with that person. And it's really great. The audience kind of try and piece together the puzzle and try and figure out what it all means.
Sounds amazing. And it's hard to do it any justice on radio, but I'm sure there's some really great sound effects and physical performance, lighting.
Absolutely.
Is it all immersive?
Yeah,
like that?
Oh, absolutely. We've got a great lighting designer on board, Benjamin Brockman, a terrific sound designer, Tegan Nichols, Anna Gardner's our set designer. And the cast is full of actors, musicians, singers, dancers. So it's a real feast for the senses. And I guess that's the thing about immersive theatre is it is a... you are kind of thrust into the world of the play, and it's not so much that you're kind of, the audience don't need to worry that they're going to be called upon to act or perform in front of other people. They're just caught up and swept up in the world of the play. And it's a pretty mind-bending world to be a part of.
Sounds like it. We are talking to John Harrison, who is a co-director of Visiting Hours, which is coming back to the King's Cross Hotel in February. This was shown, like as we talked about, in Vivid 2016. Was there some really good audience reactions? Did you get some really good feedback from its first run?
Yeah, look, we did. People really seemed to love it. They had a lot of fun with it. There was a lot that they were totally not expecting, which was great. A lot of people said that, who've been to New York and seen some of the big immersive theatre experiences like Sleep No More, said they really enjoyed this, and they felt that it was kind of up there in terms of interest and excitement and quality for an audience member. So, look, we were really blown away with how much audiences loved it, and obviously it sold out very quickly, and people were queuing in the streets and trying to auction tickets off on Gumtree.
Oh, wow.
Like it was crazy. So we always wanted to find an opportunity to bring it back, and we've been very lucky to partner with the King's Cross Hotel on this. And they're giving us huge support to bring it back to life.
And indeed, it's going from February 7th to February 17th, and there are tickets available right now. But you've got to probably be pretty quick. It's kingsxtheatre.com is the website you can go to. And from there, you can hit the book now buttons, and you'll see all the dates and when it's available. I believe this might be part of a bit of a trilogy, other works that are happening at King's Cross Hotel later in the year.
That's right. We've got a pretty big year lined up.
Yeah.
We're going to around Vivid Time. We're going to be doing another immersive experience called KX Ultra, which is kind of all about what it means to stand at a crossroads and make a choice, and how there's a kind of magic around the world of the crossroads. According to law, you can stand at the crossroads at midnight, and you can sell your soul to the devil and achieve extraordinary powers. And there's all this kind of mythology around what happens at a crossroads, because really a crossroads is like a threshold to another world. And we've got a great team of theatre makers on board for that. So we're really looking forward to that. And then in November, we're doing a kind of a... a tribute, I suppose, to the people who lived through World War One in an experience called Armistice, which is acknowledging the signing of the armistice at the end of 1918, and that's, I think that'll be a really powerful experience, very moving, and really give people some cause for thought, because we kind of look at the way the world is heading now in 2018, 100 years after the armistice was signed, and there's a lot of the same issues still rumbling through the world. Two world wars didn't really seem to settle those issues, and so yeah, it'll give people food for thought, I'm sure.
Well, what a huge year coming up! It sounds like you're going to be very busy. but it all kicks off, of course, with visiting hours starting in just a couple of weeks. Get onto that website, kingsxtheatre.com. And John Harrison, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having me on.
Cheers. You're on 2SER. That was John Harrison, co-director of Visiting Room. Sounds amazing. I've never done immersive theatre, and I've always wanted to, so I reckon I have to get down to that one for sure. You're on 2SER with Mick Radwood. We're rounding it out to 6 o'clock. Right now, here's some Mount